a protein called vascular endothelial growth factor, or VEGF, was spiking at 10 times its normal level. David had learned in medical school that VEGF controls blood vessel growth. And he hypothesized that the blood moles that had shown up with every Castleman relapse were a direct result of that protein spike, which signals the immune system to take action. He also knew that there was an immunosuppressant called sirolimus, S-I-R-O-L-I-M-U-S, that was approved by the FDA to help fight the immune system when it activated against kidney transplants. After consulting with a National Institutes of Health expert, David asked his doctor to prescribe the drug. He picked it up in February 2014 at a pharmacy less than a mile from his home. A drug that could potentially save my life was hiding in plain sight, he says. So far, it's working. David has been in remission from Castleman for more than 6 years. He's not the muscular football player he once was, but he's close to full strength. He is now an assistant medical professor at the University of Pennsylvania, running a research lab and enrolling patients in a clinical trial for the drug that has given him his life back. In 2018, he and Caitlin became parents when their daughter Amelia was born. She's such a little miracle, Caitlin says. We're so lucky to have her. David hopes his story offers lessons far beyond medicine about what people can do when they're backed against a wall. And he feels his suffering means something when he looks in the eyes of his patients with Castleman disease. One girl named Katie was diagnosed at age 2 and endured 14 hospitalizations. Then her doctor prescribed David's drug after the family reached out to the CDCN. Katie hasn't been hospitalized since and just finished kindergarten. She has even learned how to ride a bike.